Get your family vehicles ready for summer driving with early Memorial Day deals at Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com for money saver tire and service deals today. Dobbs, with 43 locations, real deals are always close by.
Hi, I'm Dan for Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers, here to share the easiest way to buy tires. Come to Dobbs. With the best tire brands and the biggest inventory, you'll get your tires the same day at the lowest price, guaranteed. Next time you need tires, get into Dobbs.
Alex Ferrario, I'm Brandon Kiley. It's BK and Ferrario on 101 ESPN. And right now, we are very happy to go out to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line to be joined by former NHL player, Stanley Cup champion, and current analyst for NHL Network. He is Mike Rupp joining us here on the show. Mike, we always appreciate the time, man. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. Hopefully, this finds you guys doing the same.
Absolutely. We're doing really well, man. So the big question that we're all kind of waiting to be solved for the Blues right now, as you can probably imagine, is what's going to happen with Vladimir Tarasenko's future here? We like the moves that the team has made this offseason, and that's really the one move that's still left outstanding. I'd love to get a player's perspective on something like this from you, Mike. When you have, whether it be yourself or a teammate, somebody within the organization that's clearly requested a trade, and that's probably going to be where this heads, what is that like in the dressing room when you have that kind of looming over the team?
Whenever that, I know some situations are different. We've had and we've seen some players in the past that maybe will ask for a trade and then it doesn't, it's known whether it's publicly done, but it doesn't come to fruition. But generally speaking, most of the times as a player, you know, once that cat's out of the bag, it's hard to put it back in. So I think most of the time, that means that it's almost like your hands are tied. If a player doesn't want to be there, you got to move that player. Because inside the locker room, it makes it, you try to separate the friendships and being a teammate in the business side of things. And it's difficult when you get to that, though, because everybody is making sacrifices to their game and the way that they're playing their game for this team. And to feel like somebody's not all the way in with you, and it doesn't have to mean that he's not going to try hard. He doesn't want to be part of your future, potentially. You got to move on. And so, I don't know. I think till the St. Louis Blues and Vlad Tarasenko do that. Just a big question mark right now, because this is a team that needs to be and should be in the mix for things. They've got to get this situated pretty soon.
We always talk about distractions, Mike, and of course none of us have ever played in the NHL, and hockey players are so professional with all of this, but how much of a effect does it have on the other guys on the ice and in the locker room throughout the season when you have this distraction?
It's tough. It's tough, I think, when you have it where, I don't know, you just want to know who's with you and who's moving forward with you. And as a player, I mean, you could just think about from some examples, like if a player and the team seem like they're parting ways and there's opportunities for ice time and situational play where that player gets put out there, it's tough. We're all competitors. We all want that chance. And so it ends up, I feel like, making it very difficult on coaches sometimes as well, because this puts this pressure on him. It's important for a coach to have his room. And sometimes in these situations, you can start losing a few guys because there might be those opportunities and you might view it as, hey, that guy doesn't even want to be here, or we don't even know if this team is moving forward with him. So it just makes it a little bit more difficult.
Is that something that, you've been in these locker rooms. Do you feel like you need to have conversations about that openly? Like the first practice, do you think that's something Craig Berube will bring up? Or how does it typically get approached within that, the dressing room?
Yeah, most of the time it doesn't really get to that point, it's kind of those things are situated, you don't have to play through it. But the times that I have seen it, it could be handled a bunch of different ways. I mean, it should be just, we're all professionals. Let's handle this in a professional way. Like, you're in the National Hockey League, all right? So there's going to be no feelings hurt. We're here to win a hockey game tonight, and whatever's the best lineup to do that, that's what we're going to do. That's the way it should be taken. And maybe it's just reiterating that. because everybody knows that. But then you start getting into the dog days of the season, and a lot of times that's one of the things that plagues NHL teams is you almost start looking for excuses, and you can't do that. So I think that if you take it head on, a guy that would do that, John Tortorella would do that. I mean, I asked for a trade. I'm not trying to compare myself to any other of these bigger name players, but when I was in New York, I asked for a trade, and I didn't practice with the team again. I mean, and that's, you know, if that's a situation that it confronts a team, it just, the coach, it just don't put me in a tough spot. That's fine. I'll respect you, whatever, but we're moving on with the guys we got. So generally, it doesn't really get to that, to be honest.
We're talking with former NHL Stanley Cup champion and NHL Network analyst Mike Rupp here on BK and Ferrario. Mike, you've been a part of a championship team. And on the outside, media fans, they always talk about the importance of having a close locker room. And we saw that in 18-19 when the Blues won the Stanley Cup. How important or how much importance do you put on that in terms of a close-knit locker room if they want to compete for a cup?
Big. It's big, and it's hard when you get a bunch of new bodies in there, and it takes a little bit of time because pretty much every player, whether you're a big-name player or you're not, you're going to see how you fit in with this team socially too. You know, I mean, it's hard enough to get implemented strategically and system in the systems and how you play certain aspects, but you don't want to come in if you're a louder guy on one team, you can't come in guns blazing. It takes a little bit to find that. And when teams find it, that's the difference, I think. And you can have, there's the margin of error in the difference between great teams and good teams and okay. And so you can take a team that's very talented, and you can say, all right, well, that's a top five team in the league. That's fine. But they have some of those other attributes. They have some of those intangibles. And when you see it, that's when it was the whole Gloria. It was the whole how that came into fruition. It's these guys rallying around something and having a close-knit group because of it. And once you have that, that's what will separate you. And it will separate you from teams that are more talented than you. And that's something really I think all Stanley Cup winners have to have.
Mike, the final question that I had for you, I did want to ask about the two big moves that the Blues made this offseason, bringing in Pavel Buchnevich and Brandon Saad, a guy that has plenty of championship experience in his own right. What do you think about those two moves in particular and how they'll fit into what, you know, Craig Berube likes to do systematically?
Yeah, I think that Brandon Saad's got that skating ability that I think the St. Louis Blues team needs to kind of just keep implementing guys, younger guys when you can, and guys that can skate. That's where the game's at. And we know that they have a certain defensive, and they've got guys who can grind it out, and they've had really talented players that can grind it out, play a smart brand of hockey, but now he's trying to get it faster. Every team is. So I like that fit. And then the Pavel Buchnevich one I really like. I like it for both teams. You guys all know what Sammy Blais brings to the lineup. That's exactly what the New York Rangers need. But Pavel Buchnevich is really interesting. There's a lot of Rangers fans out there that are really upset about that trade. First off, he was one of the locker room favorite guys in New York. I believe it was Chris Kreider and him are best buds, and he's a great guy to have around the room. But he's big, and he's talented, and he always leaves you wanting a little bit more up to this point. It's good, but he's still young. And maybe this will give him opportunities to play with some other guys where you can see that. But, I mean, he's got a rangy build. He's long. He's lanky. And he just has those physical attributes you can't teach. So the sky's the limit for Pavel Buchnevich, and I'm really interested to see how Craig Berube uses him.
Mike, the final one we got to ask you, and frankly, I haven't been able to watch this documentary yet. It's in my kind of pending things to watch. But as soon as our text line found out that you were joining us, they said you have to get some of the best stories from Mike on his time with the Danbury Trashers. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, there's a Netflix video called Untold Crime and Penalties. So if you don't mind, Mike, can you give our listeners a little taste of what it was like to be a part of the Danbury Trashers?
Yeah, absolutely. It was during the 2004 NHL lockout. There was kind of a trickle-down effect with all players, right? So you had NHL players, we didn't have anywhere to play, so you would go over to Europe, or there'd be a trickle-down where you're playing in the lower leagues. And so there's this appetite for this this owner in Danbury, Connecticut, who bought an NHL team for, you know, his 17-year-old son to be the GM. And if that's not enough for you, it's about every 30 seconds this documentary takes you, and you're thinking, oh, my gosh, there's no way. But I've watched it a couple times, and it's bang on. I mean, it was probably the best way to sell it would be if you took, and that's the way they sell it in there, too, is if you take Slapshot and kind of put it with the Mighty Ducks movie and then maybe sprinkle it with some of the Sopranos, that's what you got here. So it's a little bit of everything, and it's a crazy time because in 2004, I mean, it wasn't that long ago in the hockey world, that type of hockey didn't exist. Well, it existed in Danbury, Connecticut, and this is been a number one movie in the country because of it.
Mike, I got to tell you, the most impressive stats for me when I look at like that roster from that team, the top player in 46 games played that season in penalty minutes had 289 of them. But what was more impressive, Mike, was you only had 30 penalty minutes in 14 games. So you kept your composure in what felt like it was a cage match every single night.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you sit there and I think back to when I went there, right, I said to the owner, Jimmy Galante, I said, hey, if I'm coming down and playing, I mean, you got to figure there's the NHL, right? There's the American Hockey League. There's the East Coast Hockey League. Then there's the United Hockey League. So if I'm coming down, you know, potentially four leagues, I was in the minors before. And I know that I'm going to be a target for players to want to come and show that they can, whether it's fight me or challenge me or whatever way. And I said, I want to come play hockey. I got to get ready so I can play in the NHL, and I have to play this year. And I remember Jimmy, give you my very poor Italian accent, but he just says to me on the phone, he's like, Michael, I want you to hang up this phone and look on our website at our team. You have nothing to worry about. Nobody will even look at you. And I was like, what is this guy talking about? So I go on there, and then I start hearing all these guys. Like, there's this folklore about some of these players in the depths of minor league hockey. And there's guys, if you've got a nickname in the hockey, like John Nasty Morassi or the Nigerian Nightmare Nador, or there's Brad Wingnut Wingfield. I mean, it was on and on. Frank the Animal by Alois. I'm reading this roster. I'm like, oh, my gosh, they got Frank the Animal. They've got John Nasty Morasti. I'm like, you know, I got nothing to worry about. I'm never going to have to fight. So I went there, and I'm just skating around. I felt like I was dancing around there like Pavel Bure because I didn't have to worry about anybody challenging me to anything.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
Absolutely incredible. That is on the must-watch list for everybody. Hey, Mike, thanks so much for the time today. Really appreciate you hopping on with us. We'll talk with you again as we get closer and closer to this NHL season, my man.
Awesome, guys. Enjoy.
Peloton's best offer of the season is here. Get up to $300 off accessories when you purchase a Peloton bike, bike plus, or tread. Choose from a variety of accessories, like our cycling shoes, a heart rate monitor, non-slip grip dumbbells, and more. If you've been looking for a sign to join Peloton, this offer gives you everything you need to get going. This limited time offer ends November 28th. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more. All access membership separate. Offer starts November 14th and ends November 28th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
The Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is here. Get a bacon or sausage, egg, and Swiss croissant, plus a small seasoned potatoes. That's a better breakfast for just $3 in three easy steps. One, wake up. Two, get out of bed. And three, head to Wendy's for your $3 breakfast deal. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hour. Select a request $3 breakfast deal in order to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combos orders. Price and participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.